Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a book called Windows. This is by Julia Dinos and illustrated by E.B. Goodale. And it's read today by Mommy. And...
Maka doo-doo.
I'm sorry, what?
Maka doo-doo.
Maka doo-doo.
Maka doo-doo.
Wow, that's a wild name. I've never heard that before.
Maka doo-doo.
I like it. It's,
I'm a Pokemon called Magadoodoo.
Oh, is that why you keep saying it?
Magadoodoo.
Because Pokemon can only say that one thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh. And I'm electric type.
Oh. Well, I'll be... Whoa. Friends, be careful. We have a wild and extra charged Pokemon here with me today. You never know what it's going to be with Mommy. You never know. So prepare yourselves. But today, we're actually going to stay away from Pokemon. We're going to go for a walk. Would you like to go for a walk with me? I thought you might. So let's jump into this story and see what happens when this little boy goes for a walk, shall we? That's a yes. Here we go. At the end of the day, before the town goes to sleep, you can look out your window. And we can look out his window and we see other houses across the street. But we can also look in his house, and he has a little white dog, which might be the cutest dog in the neighborhood. And then he has a soccer ball and his soccer cleats. And yeah, that's a leash for the dog. Let's see what happens. And see more little windows lit up. Like eyes in the dusk, blinking awake as the lights turn on inside a neighborhood of paper lanterns. What a beautiful way of putting it. It does look like paper lanterns, doesn't it?
Wait, how does it look like?
Because they're starting to float up high. Well, it's different levels. See, in his neighborhood, he lives where there are multiple levels of houses around him. Upstairs is and downstairs is, and sometimes even more than just one upstairs, like two or three upstairs floors or more.
Or 58.
Yeah, looks like big apartment buildings. You can take a walk out your door into the almost night. Do you know what we call it when it's almost night but not quite? It's called twilight. And twilight, by the way, side note, is Mommy's favorite time of day. You might pass a cat or an early raccoon taking a bath in squares of yellow light. Ooh, what a beautiful picture. So, you know, raccoons are animals that like trash. They do. They like human trash. And they will sometimes get into trash bins or garbage bins. And they will see what's in there. Is there anything worth snacking on? And so when it says that he's taking a bath in squares of yellow light, what does that mean?
That
inside the house, someone has turned on the light. And that would be a bright yellow light from inside their house. And it's coming through their windows. And what shape are windows usually? Squares.
Mm-hmm. No, rectangles.
Yeah, rectangles or squares. And so that makes the rectangles or squares make light on the ground. And that is where the raccoon is creeping around. Okay. One window might be tall with curtains drawn, or small with a party inside. Yep, lots of people do different things inside of their homes. Between two windows, there could be a phone used for good ideas. Have you ever made a tin can phone before? You can take an empty tin can and put a string through it and use it to talk to someone else with.
What happens if I make it a super long string that I can talk to Raiden and Ryder with it?
You could. It would need to be super long because they live a long ways away from us. Or nowadays, we just we FaceTime. But it is still fun to think about how you could do this if they lived right next door. There might be a hug, or a piano, or someone might be learning to dance. So in this apartment building, we can see someone hugging, someone eating soup, someone daydreaming. This is my favorite, because it's a, what's this man doing?
Pianoist.
He is a pianist, and he is playing the piano. Who else plays the piano?
You.
And?
Me.
Yep. Mommy and Philip both play the piano. Another window could be dark with a sleeping plant or two. Or, or maybe bright and rounded like the moon. Have you ever seen round windows?
No.
You haven't? Well, I think we need to do some more looking at houses as we go around, because I see them every now and then. Some windows will have dinner or TV. Have you ever driven down and seen somebody watching TV in their windows? I've seen when we're driving along.
Where's the one that's eating dinner?
Up here. Friends, in the picture, we can see people having dinner. We can see somebody watching TV. This house has bird cages with birds in it. And then this house has a sewing machine and somebody is sewing a dress. This house is a yoga studio. And they are stretching.
Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Yoga.
Mm-hmm. That's what it said. Others are empty and leave you to fill them up with stories. This house doesn't have any lights on. It's a dark house.
It looks sad and scary.
I wonder why. Well, we get to fill them up with stories. Maybe we could make a story about why that house doesn't have any lights on. I have an idea.
What?
I think that house does not have any lights on because its owners have gone to a party. And they are having such a fun time. They did not leave their lights on in their house. They left really early in the morning. And they're going to come home and they're going to go, oh, it's super dark. Let's turn all the lights on.
Wait, no, I have an idea.
Okay.
Maybe the people who owned it are moving to a new house. And that house got left alone and it became haunted.
Oh, that would be something.
With ghosts.
Dear me.
And spiders.
Well, spiders are in every house, even if we don't necessarily see them. I think that's just part of the nature of what they are. Okay. Then you arrive home again and look at your window from the outside. Someone you love is waving at you and you can't wait to go in. So you do. And what do we see? Who is waiting for him?
His mommy.
And now what are they doing?
Reading a book.
Reading a book. And do you know who I love to read books with?
Phil Akasu.
You. It's my favorite thing to do. Well, thanks for making my day so special. And can you say with me the end?
The puppy.
The puppy. Or the end.
The puppy.
All right.